drinking water wells around the Kalamazoo River oil spill. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. We're rounding the corner on the 3-year anniversary of the Enbridge oil spill near Marshall. The cleanup is not over yet. And so far, more than 1 million gallons of thick tar sands oil have been cleaned up from the Kalamazoo River and Talmadge Creek. State officials have been looking at possible health risks from the spill. This week, the Michigan Department of Community Health released a report on drinking water wells along the spill zone. Angela Minicucci is with the MDCH.
We've done a wide variety of testing ranging from when the spill began to now. And if we had anticipated any kind of an impact impacting those wells, we would have seen it by now.
She says the only oil-related chemicals they found in wells were iron and nickel. The report states that in a few wells, levels of iron and nickel were above health-based screening levels. But Minicucci says those metals are found in the environment naturally.
We did find some levels of chemicals that were naturally occurring and nothing that was of concern, but none of the chemicals that we would have expected to have found based on the oil spill were found in a level that was going to be of harm to the residents in the area.
But she notes the testing did find elevated levels of arsenic and lead in some wells. She says those metals are not found in crude oil. Minicucci says local health departments will work with property owners to address the arsenic and lead. The well water report focuses only on the findings from tests from the first week of the spill through August 2011. So these data are 1.5 years old. Officials say they're still collecting data and evaluating it. But some residents say this latest report leaves a lot of questions unanswered. Susan Connolly lives in Marshall.
People that live right on the river still have concerns, even though the Department of Community Health indicates that it's all fine and clear. I still think that they have concerns long term, not just today, but in the future.
Connolly says she keeps pushing state and federal officials for more information.
The Michigan Department of Community Health is still supposed to be releasing a report related to the air quality and the air testing that was done as of the day of the spill. And to this day, 2.5 years later, they have still not released that report.
MDCH spokeswoman Angela Minicucci says the air quality report will be released at a later date. A report on fish contamination is also in the works. Marshall residents have also been asking for a long-term health study of the effects of the tar sands oil spill. But Minicucci says the MDCH has no plans to do that kind of study. This is the Environment Report. That was a really common sound a few years ago. A tree-killing insect called the emerald ash borer swept through southern Michigan. It killed tens of millions of ash trees in people's yards and on city lots. Now, officials are trying to salvage ash trees that are still alive in state forests. Ron Murray is the Forest Health Supervisor with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. He says nearly the entire Lower Peninsula is considered infested with the ash borer.
The ash are pretty much going to die. There are a few resistant trees that we seem to be finding, but they're scattered individuals at this point.
So the DNR is planning to harvest those trees before they die. Murray says they're also going to cut down beech trees that were affected by beech bark disease. That disease can also be fatal. He says most of the money from the timber sales will go toward funding the DNR's forest management work. That's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.